The views expressed are not necessarily those of KSCJ and Powell Broadcasting Company. This program is not intended to replace the advice of doctors or other clinical providers. Consult with your practitioner to ensure the proper course of action for you.
Welcome to When Things Aren't Going Well on AM 1360, FM 94.9, KSCJ. This program is dedicated to your mental health wellness and brought to you by Family Services, a United Way partner agency. Here's your host, Art Silva.
Good morning, Siouxland, and welcome to When Things Aren't Going Well. This show is all about your mental wellness and how you can help yourself navigate the daily highway of life. We hope to educate and motivate you to help improve your mental wellness environment. I'm Art Silva, and our show is brought to you by Boys and Girls Home and Family Services, serving the Siouxland community since 1894. I'm riding solo today because Brenda is on assignment. Isn't that what they say on TV? Anyhow, we've dedicated 2023 to families and the stress that they're facing. Probably one of the largest things going on right now outside of families is loneliness. Loneliness has been described as an epidemic in the United States right now. A lot of people don't see it, and what can we do about it? That's the serious part of the show. The fun part of the show is today we have as our guest Jennifer Jackson from Heartland Counseling. And she's got an event coming up that she's going to share. We want you to know about it and participate in it. Heartland Counseling does an excellent job of providing behavioral health services for the entire, and above, more things than that, the entire agency. I'd love your senior program when you have that day program. I think that is absolutely great. Yes. So with that, let me introduce Jennifer, and good morning.
Good morning, Art. Thanks for having me.
Oh, it's always good to see you, Jennifer. So how you been? How you living?
Great. Okay. Busy. Chasing kids, softball,
what that's like.
Yep, volleyball, baseball, and even hockey.
Okay, you sound like a mom.
Yeah, I do.
I think moms invented multitasking.
Oh, goodness.
You know, they do everything.
Yes.
Way to go. Way to go. I'm glad to have you here.
Yeah.
You know, we've been talking, we talked with the senior center about loneliness. And you're trying to think about seniors. A lot of times the only person they see would be the Meals on Wheels or the postman. But it's not just seniors alone. A lot of middle-aged men, a lot of women, there's a lot of circumstances in life that create a situation when all of a sudden you're alone. And that loneliness also, you know, affects your ability to react and talk with people. We've kind of lost that out of conversation. So, Jennifer, what do you experience at Heartland regarding loneliness, and what are you doing to help?
That is a great question. So I think even prior to the pandemic, we were seeing a large increase in loneliness. You know, I think, and don't quote me on this, but Great Britain has had like a chancellor, or I don't know what the term is, commissioner or somebody, but in their parliament that is ahead of, and it's all about loneliness. They've been doing that for several years. And so... then the pandemic comes, right? And it just exacerbated that. And on top of that, think about, I mean, social media. People isolate. You know, I always say, well, SAMHSA, which is the Substance Abuse Mental Health Service Administration, back in 21, they determined that over the past 10 years, young people 18 to 25, their mental illness has doubled. And think back over those 10 years, what has changed? Well, the smartphone became really affordable for the common person, right, during that time. So when people, you know, start using social media, they're on their phones all the time, I think our whole culture really shifted. I mean, think about how we communicate, how we interact with each other. You know, I mean, it just changed. I mean, even for our young people, you know, Locke, he, you know, plays hockey, and we have to go out and sell all these ads. And I said, okay, Locke, let's go, you know. But he's like, well, I'll just text him. No, we're not. We're going to go talk to them in person. You know, so I think it's even, you have to teach your kids now, I mean, how to interact. But even, and I'm guilty of this. I'm, you know, a mom of three teenagers. And how do I interact with them? I text them. You know, it used to just be, you know, we would just get on the phone and call them. And I even talked to my girlfriend, was in town last weekend from Phoenix, And she said, you know, and we just have this group chat, you know, through texting. And she said, I almost, when I get a call from you now, I'm almost worried that it's an emergency. And it's like, why? We need to change that. We need, and we talked about that. We need to go back to calling each other regularly. And obviously she's in Phoenix. So, I mean, I have to call, right? But what about sending a card? You know, let's send cards. And that's one thing I do this class with teachers in South Sioux. And it's about your own mental health. And what I do is one class, I actually give them three cards, each of them. And I said, okay, I want you to write a card right now to somebody and tell them how much you mean to them or what something that you're grateful for about them. And then put it in an envelope and I will go mail it. So then I know it's guaranteed that they're going to get it. Because how many cards do you get in the mail anymore? And I just think that's really important. It's about connection. And, you know, I always say we all need somebody. And so if you haven't talked to that friend lately, check in with them. It's important.
You know, I love the fact that you're training your children on cards. A lot of this stuff is like old fashioned, old school. And I remember my wife was a stickler on thank you notes.
Oh, yes.
If you
yes.
got a thank you, if you got something, you send a thank you note. I see that slipping. The text or whatever. And not that they don't appreciate it, but there's just a style change going on in this country. And I don't think it's in our best interest. I'm Art Silva, and you're listening to When Things Aren't Going Well, and with my guest, Jennifer Jackson from Heartland Counseling. And we're discussing loneliness. If you have a friend, if you have a circle, if you have activities, if you're playing on a ball team, you're on a bowling team, whatever, you're included in some circle of friendship. There are a lot of people that are not due to different circumstances. So, you know, friends out there, do you have any of you can maybe make a point of once a month making sure three or four friends that you'll have a cup of coffee, maybe lunch, wine, beer, dinner, something to get out and just, hey, let's just talk with each other because we're losing that art of conversation. And like Jennifer said, the pandemic just made it terribly worse. So not only for us, but for our children, because it slides downhill and they start to see and they start to act. And yeah, texting has its advantages. It's timely. You can get something there quickly, but it should not be the sole determinator of your communication process. You got to get back and learn how to talk with people and get out there. We need each other. We were built that way. So any programs you got working over at Heartland that are trying to combat this loneliness?
I would say definitely. This summer, we're actually doing summer camps for adolescents. It's been great. We have a group every morning, and then we actually do the older teenagers, the high school kids in the afternoon. But that is something that started 2 years ago, and it really took off. And I think a lot of it is, you know, these kids can relate to each other. They all know they're going through something. They may not know what it is, but they all know that they're coming to Heartland because there's an issue, right? So I think that has been great. And the cool thing is Jasmine Luckow, she is our youth peer support specialist. She has done a phenomenal job with coming up with meaningful outings. You know, some of these kids have never been to a museum, an art museum, or even, you know, Sioux City Museum or the Nature Center. So it's getting them and exposing them to things that they've never maybe would be able to do. Another program that we have, of course, is the Life Center. The Life Center is for anybody. It is free. We're open Monday through Saturday, 9:30 to 3:30. Again, it's a place where people come and almost all of them tell me like this is their family. They know if they're having a hard day that they can show up and they're going to have the support. And even if, you know, it's just even if they come just to eat lunch and then go home. But majority of them, I would say, is loneliness is definitely an issue. I've been seeing a lot of, like you said earlier, middle-aged men, older men that are lonely. We actually have a lot of guys that are coming on a daily basis, and they do. They just come, they eat lunch, they socialize a little bit, and then they leave. But it's a free program. I mean, if anybody's interested, please, you know, reach out to Heartland or look on our website. But it's a great program, and we also have a membership to the YMCA. So they go to the Y and work out. We have a yoga therapist that comes in every other week. So, I mean, it's we have a dietitian that comes once a month to do, you know, teach them about healthy eating and, you know, if they want to lose weight, what are good things to you know, when they go to the grocery store. So it's for people just like you and I, you know, I mean, I think, again, it's not for people that maybe have a developmental disability, which I think sometimes that is. This is a different type of day program. It's just for people who may be struggling with loneliness, with depression, with anxiety.
And there's a lot of that out there.
Yes. And so it's a great program. And we're in a brand new facility.
Yes. Beautiful.
Yes. And so we're at 1201 Arbor Drive in South Sioux City. It's right across from the water tower on Riverview Drive. So if anybody wants to check us out, we would love to have them.
That's excellent. We're going to take our break right now, so why don't you have another cup of coffee, continue your morning chill, and we'll be right back with more of When Things Aren't Going Well right here on 1360 AM, 94.9 FM, KSCJ.
Let's face it, that happens to all of us. However, the pandemic has compounded all of our lives and activities. Even the simplest tasks seem harder. Hi, I'm Brenda Geisinger, the Chief Operating Officer at the Boys and Girls Home and Family Services. Family Services is a United Way partner agency serving children and families of our community, and we're here to help. If you'd like to learn more about Family Services, please contact us via email, website, Facebook, or phone Mary Pickens. At Family Services, we change lives.
Welcome back to When Things Aren't Going Well on KSCJ. Here's Art Silva.
Welcome back to When Things Aren't Going Well. I'm Art Silva, along with Jennifer Jackson from Heartland Counseling. And we're going to talk about Heartland Counseling, what they're doing, their new location, their growth. And they got something big coming up. So I'll let Jennifer describe that. Jennifer, tell us about your growth and where you are right now and your new facility and what that offers you the ability to do.
Yes. So we are so excited. It's just been an amazing few months in our new building. We all have these nice, beautiful offices where we're able to serve the community. And we have a room dedicated for art therapy. We have an art therapist on staff, which is awesome. And we just received a grant to fund a play therapy room. We have PCIT, which is Parent-Child Interactive Therapy, which also was funded by a grant with Women United. And we have, of course, the Life Center, which I talked about a little bit ago. But the Life Center is a great place for adults, those who may be struggling, again, with anxiety or depression. We would love to have you come over and visit. So one thing we have upcoming is our gala. It's...
You say gala, I say gala.
Gala, okay. We
you
can say gala.
Tomato, I say tomato. No, it's just one of those things. But yes, gala's coming up.
Yes, so we're celebrating our 46th anniversary.
Wow, congratulations.
Thank you. It's actually our second annual gala and gala. And we are super excited. We decided a year ago that we're going to recognize individuals in our community who are making a difference in mental health and substance abuse. So this year we are recognizing four individuals. The first award is it's the Mental Health Award. It's named after Dr. Reese, who was our founder. And that award is going to Rosalie Tubles. She was a trailblazer long before her time. She got her master's degree back in the 70s or 80s. I'm not quite exactly what sure, but she has made a huge impact in my life, in a lot of people's lives. She was the director of guidance and development, which was at Carl T. Curtis Health Education Center in Macy, Nebraska. And she also, I know she worked in town in at Mercy years ago. She's been in Wisconsin. She's been all over. So we're really excited to honor her. Our second award, which is named after Kermit Dahlin, is the dedication to substance abuse. And that award is going to go to Dr. Paulsrud, who, medical director at Rosecrans Jackson. He's retired now. But he, again, is in recovery himself. has been able to go back and serve others. And like Art said, yeah, great guy. Our third award is for Distinguished Clinician, and it was named after Virginia Cochran. And this year's award is going to Gladys Smith. And Gladys is now in private practice with Mental Health Associates, but she worked at Boys and Girls Home years ago.
Oh, boy. Yes. She's just a sweet, great human being.
Yes.
She's wonderful.
Yeah. And then she was at Rosecrans-Jackson for several years as an administrator. And like I said, now she's in private practice. So we're very excited to honor her. And last but not least is our Mental Health Advocate Award, named after Becky Eckhart. But we are very honored to support and recognize all the hard work that Art Silva is doing in our community. You know, Art came up, he was owner of Team Ford forever and ever, and sat on the board for the Boys and Girls Home and took the risk, I guess if you call it, it's a huge risk, of becoming their CEO at Boys and Girls Home. So jumping in and without any hesitation and taking over an organization where, you know, he was a businessman and came in as and really has made a huge difference and is a huge advocate for mental health in our community and actually in even in our state. So I just I'm really honored.
I am
to
humbled.
Have,
I am, yes. Coming from your organization, I am absolutely humbled by it. And when I look at this, it's something that I accept on behalf of all the mental health workers. I've learned from them that this is done with their heart. There is a commitment. It's nothing you laugh your way to the bank on. People get in this job, they stay in this job because of their compassion and their commitment to help others. That's the real joy you find in the job, and you get to meet people that share the same insights and are willing to help other people. I'm just one of these people that think God put you in the right spot.
Yeah.
And I've been blessed, and I'm just glad to come back, and I'm extremely humbled by this award, and I could not accept it without giving gratitude to my staff who I've worked with, three wonderful women that know their business and are committed to the children that we serve. So it's not a, I think you would say, Jennifer, that it's a tough job.
It is.
People don't realize how tough this job is and how it can change day to day when you're dealing with individual lives and you want to make a difference. And we do make a difference. That's the key. Mental health and understanding it now, it's we have a key how we can live our lives. We know what to fix our brain. We do everything on ourselves physically and how we feel and go to the doctor, get a physical. What do you do for your mind?
Right.
You know, what do you do for your mind? And that controls everything else. And I read a statistic that we have about 64% of people that are described as working depressives. They're depressed, but they can work. They can function.
Yep.
They don't have to be that way. And I just think we need the leaders like yourself and your organization to keep reaching out, because it's tough for these people to come in.
It
is.
So
we have to reach out and say, come on, we're going to help you.
Right.
And I just love your spirit over there and what you're doing and, of course, your leadership. So I am humbled on this award. Thank you.
It's well-deserved, Art. You're making a huge difference. Yeah.
Well, it's going to be let's get some details on this. If folks want to sign up and come out and have a good time.
Yeah, you bet. So it is going to be on Friday, July 21st, and it's going to be at the Marriott in South Sioux City. It's going to be a great night. It starts at 5:30, where check-in, and then it ends at 11. We're going to have music and dancing, and we're going to have a live auction, silent auction. It's just going to be wonderful. And how to sign up, you can go to our website. It's heartlandcounselingservices.org, and you could do / gala and sign up there. But it should be right on the front page, too, when you go to our website.
I saw you had dancing also.
Oh yeah.
Well, who do you have? What's going
well,
on now?
Well, we were going to have a band.
Okay.
Unfortunately, our band had to back out. It was actually Locked and Loaded.
Oh, geez,
but you know,
yeah.
Chad Sheehan is the sheriff, and he has to be available for Rag Rye.
Okay.
So we're going to have a DJ.
Great.
And so that way you can pick whatever music you want.
Well, folks, that's coming up on the 21st of July. You definitely want to come over. And Jennifer told you how to get a hold of them if you'd like to get a ticket for that. You know, it's going to just as great. You know, this last week we had the Doobie Brothers. You know, I never saw more walkers at a concert in my life. You know, so I just say we're moving on in time. That's a lot of gray hairs. I expected that. But I counted 3 walkers at the event. And that's a first. So that's great. Way to go, you guys. Get out there and have a good time. And now we're going to come up with your event. So we're going to be all full of music and ready to dance. Get your dancing shoes on. We're all good. I can't wait to get to the event. Music just brings a lot of things alive. And I'm going to do a show later on music and mental health. I think they go hand in hand. So this has been great, Jennifer. We're coming up on the end of our show. And every week we end our show with a little joke. We feel that humor is good for the mind. So this week, here we go. What do you call a horse with good mental health? Stable. Okay, that's it for this week. We want to thank you. Jennifer, thank you very much for coming and joining us today and sharing with you. And don't forget that gala event on the 21st of July at Hotland. Call over there and get your tickets. It'll be a fun time. And so love to see you there. And your homework this week, folks, is to go out and have a good laugh. I'm going to give a shout out this week to Hotland Counseling for all they do. Folks, if you want a program that's all-encompassing in reaching out, call Hotland. They do a great job over there. When things aren't going well, we'll be back next Saturday morning right here at 7 o'clock on KSCJ, 94.9 FM, 1360 AM. And we hope to see you then. This week, be kind to your mind. Peace.
Happy trails to you. Until we meet again, happy trails to you. Keep smiling until then. Happy trails to you. Till we meet again.
For more information on the services provided by Boys and Girls Home and Family Services, see them online at boysandgirlshomeiowa.org. Or you can call 712-293-4700. To get more information about family services, residential treatment, the Opportunity School, the Siouxland Family Center, and more. At Boys and Girls Home and Family Services, we change lives.